The election was by consensus in the world body's tradition. In an acceptance speech to the Assembly Thursday, Karim pledged to help promote effective multilateralism to tackle global issues. However, speaking to reporters afterward, he cautioned not to expect dramatic change in an organization where members often have conflicting views. On issues such as expanding the 15-member Security Council, he said his goal would simply be to, in his words, push the stone forward.
You know that this organization started with 11, and then to move to 15, it took years and years. So now we are discussing it, I don't know, 16 or 18 years. There is no magic stick of the president or of the secretary general which can make things going or stop them. I don't think that it's a problem of the organization always, and that it's inherent to the United Nations that they are not efficient by definition, by default. No, it's sometimes the lack of political will of the states.
Karim served as Macedonia's foreign minister in 2000-2001 and was later ambassador to the United Nations. He's currently manager of a German-owned media company. Because of a dispute with neighboring Greece, the country is known officially at the UN as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. It is listed alphabetically among the 192 countries under T for the. While many nations refer to it simply as Macedonia, Greece objects, arguing this amounts to a territorial claim on Greece's northern province of the same name. When asked by a reporter about the name dispute, the General Assembly President-elect diplomatically avoided the issue.
As you know, on that very issue, the Secretary General has his envoy. The envoy is in charge of it. The two governments, the government of Macedonia and government of Greece, they are negotiating, talking about it, and I would leave it to them. The President of the General Assembly and the General Assembly should not interfere into that process.
Karim assumes the General Assembly presidency September 18th. And the next session convenes. His term runs for 1 year. He will succeed the current president, Sheikh Yahya Rashid Al Khalifa of Bahrain. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.